felt good to, you know, put that jersey on again and go out there with my teammates and, you know, from the warm-up, the pregame, and then during the game to, you know, be in a position to make a play and be out there running routes against an opposition. It was felt good.
Did you feel, understandably, it's a little rusty out there?
A little bit. I mean, obviously, you're just, you know, trying to get your feet up under you again and things like that, but on that one move where, you know, Eli just missed me, I felt like I was shaking some of the rust off a little bit. So it was definitely a good feeling.
Health-wise, all okay?
Everything's great. Unscathed, if you will.
So you thought until Gilchrist came over, you thought you were going
to
pull that?
I mean, I knew I had to, you know, Eli was getting some pressure in his face when he threw it. So the ball, you know, kind of faded inside a little bit. So I had to come turn back inside and kind of go after the ball. Thought I had a shot until I saw Gilchrist come late, but if I definitely had, you know, a step on the DB at the time. So I think if it was, you know, if Eli was untouched, I think we had a shot.
Did Revis say something to you earlier, welcome back or anything like that?
No, he just said hello to me when, you know, after the first run play and whatnot, and he just said, you know, it's good to see you, and then just carried on about our business.
Did it make the return a little bit less sweet because you guys struggled on
offense? No. No, but it did obviously, you know, raise some concerns for ourselves offensively, understanding that we have to figure out how to get off to a better start and figure out how we can get the ball moving and get into a little bit of a groove. But that's nothing we can't fix. Watch the film, see the good and the bad, and take it from there.
Coach McAdoo is saying we had a game plan and it's a whole different situation for the offense. You believe that?
I'm not sure. I think Coach obviously does a good job of game planning and figuring things out and what, you know, advantages we have going into the team. So, you know, I can't really speak on that. I just know that we go in there with a very, very detailed game plan week in and week out, and those are the plays that we execute.
Richard, I don't know if you saw it, or I'm sure you have, but Colin Kaepernick yesterday didn't stand for the national anthem, and obviously it's all controversial. What are your thoughts on that?
I think personally, you know, the flag is the flag, regardless of how you feel about the things that are going on in America today and the things that are going on, you know, in across the world with gun violence and things of that nature. You got to respect the flag and you got to stand up with your teammates. It's bigger than just you, in my opinion. I think you go up there, you're with a team, and you go and you know, you pledge your allegiance to the flag and you sing the national anthem with your team, and then you go about your business, whatever your beliefs are, your beliefs. But Colin is his own man. He decided to sit down and sit out, and that's his, you know, that's his prerogative. But on a personal standpoint, I think you have to stand up there with your team and understand that it's this game and what's going on around the country is bigger than just you.
It was only 4 yards. What was it like to catch that first base?
It was great, man. That ball felt like it was forever in the air until it got to my hands. But it was good to kind of catch that ball and, you know, get a little contact, get a little hit out of bounds, and hopefully I can build on that. But it was definitely good to get one in.
Was this almost just about you getting in the game and what it feels like again? Was there anything you wanted to see in yourself and your performance?
I just wanted to see myself get open, you know, continue to, you know, go out there and do the things that I'm accustomed to doing. And I felt that way. I felt good about the things I was putting out there. I felt good about how I was running my routes, the things that I was doing and things of that nature. So step one was definitely being out there, getting out there with my teammates. And then step two was not just being out there, is making an impact.
You mean, you know, it took a while before you got that message to catch.
A little bit. I was kind of looking up at the clock. I was like, all right, we don't got a lot of more reps here left. But I got one in the second half, and I was happy about that.
How did it feel to hear the cruise chant?
It was unreal. It kind of gave me goosebumps, especially, you know, that first walk out onto the field. To have the fans do that, I mean, it was just humbling, and it really showed how much I mean to the fan base here in this tri-state area. And to all Giants fans across the world, how much they, you know, have anticipated this moment and how much I've anticipated this moment to be back in front of them. And it was a pretty surreal moment for me, to say the least.
Do you want to play next week? I mean, because most times the last game is, you know, put your feet up.
I'd like to. I know in the Coach Coughlin era, if we didn't play well in the third one, he'd give us a series of two in the fourth. So we'll see how it goes. I'm definitely would love to play, obviously, to continue to build some rapport with Eli and kind of just continue to build on what I've already put out there. But, you know, that's obviously up to Coach McAdoo and see what he says. I don't think so. I think it's just, again, it'll be up to Coach Mack, but obviously, from a personal level, I'd like to play, even if it's just a series or two. Do I need to play? I don't think so. I think it's just a matter of continuing to understand what we want to accomplish as a team and as a game plan and from a receiving core, and then I think I can go out there September 11th and be okay.